Thank you. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome in. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa, coming your way from Michigan State Capitol. And today, it is the Lansing Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons in the first game of a six-game series. Such a weird series, Adam, in terms of the season series between the Lugnuts and the Loons has 21 games. The first 9 were held at Dow Diamond. The next 12 will be held right here at Jackson Field. Now, the Great Lakes Loons have played great this year, one of the best teams in minor league baseball. But the Lugnuts have been one of the few Midwest League teams that have given them fits.
Yes, indeed, which is great news. And Lansing has really given Great Lakes fits the last few years. It's not been an easy out for a Loons team that has been really successful the last couple of years under the Dodgers. Lansing 5-4, as you mentioned, the only team that has a winning record against the Loons. They do that all on the road. Now they'll have 12 more opportunities at home. Now the Loons love coming here, though, Jesse. They love coming on the road this year. They've lost just 7 games after the first half on the road and 11 games total. But here at Jackson Field, the home runs and the ball flies, and that's what the Loons usually do very well.
When it comes to offense, this is a great offensive park, but the Lugnuts just had some great offense when it came to collecting base hits in a difficult offensive park in West Michigan. They collected 29 hits in the 3-game series, but Adam, those hits did not translate to runs.
They did in the first game, right? But then they didn't in games 2 and 3, and that's why they lost the series. And it's unfortunate because Lansing got really good pitching performances against arguably the best offensive team this year in the Midwest League in West Michigan. But they got them on base. Next thing, you got to get them home. So that's going to be a big key in this series. There were tight games in Midland between these two teams. Lansing held on to win some, but they let some get away. They're going to have to get those runners in if they're going to win this series or even earn a series split.
Let's get to the starting pitching matchup. What do you make of the southpaw Justin Robleski for Great Lakes against the Lugnuts' northpaw Jose DiQuechea?
Well, familiarity. The Lugnuts have seen Robleski twice this year. He opened the season against the Lugnuts. And then they just faced him a couple outings ago in Great Lakes. He went 10 innings, gave up 11 hits and 5 runs. So the Lugnuts have been able to get to him a little bit, but he has racked up 10 strikeouts. So you hope they can use that familiarity against him tonight. And for Deco Chea, put together another strong performance. He's given up one run and then just 2 runs in his last 2 outings.
Down to the field we go. It is just about time for our national anthem. The Loons are wearing their alternate green tops with the road gray pants. Lugnuts in the home whites.
Alright, well done down there. God Bless America and the National Anthem, both covered by the Delta Dental Choir. Big group down there on Jackson Field, ready for a 6-game set between the Loons and the Lugs in Michigan State Capitol. 76 degrees tonight, mostly sunny, part cloud coverage, but it is a beautiful evening for baseball in Michigan State Capitol. For the Lansing Lugnuts, coming in at 38-45, tonight their 84th game of the 131 they will play this year. Great Lakes, the best team in baseball here in the Midwest League. They won the first half with ease, 56-27 and 11-7 in the second half. They are playing their 84th game tonight. The Lugnuts 7-11 in this second half. All right, we'll get things kicked off here from Jackson Field. The Lugnuts and the Loons, and with the call of the game, here he is, Jesse Goldberg-Stressler.
The call of the game alongside you, sir, Adam Jaxa. and the defensive arrangement for these Lugnuts coming in for game number 84 in their 27th season in the Midwest League. On the outfield, Danny Bautista Jr. is in left. At center field, Junior Perez, and in right field, Colby Thomas. Around the infield at first base, Brennan Malone. Second baseman's Joshuan Wright. At shortstop, A. Rebiel Anales, and at third, T.J. Schofield-Sam. The catcher's Daniel Susak. Play ball declared. And that brings us to the man on the mound. Adam, what are your keys today for the right-hander, Jose De Cochea?
Well, can we just say do the same thing you did last time against these loons?
We can say that.
Yeah, it was pretty good, right? I mean, you go back to the first game of that doubleheader. It was a tough loss for the Nuts as the loons came back. But De Cochea went 4 1/3, gave up just 2 hits, 1 run, and he racked up 4 strikeouts. Not one of his better performances, the least amount of runs he's given up in his 4 outings with the Nuts so far.
Our home plate umpire, Charles Welling, our bases umpire, Clyburn Rondon. Let's get things going, shall we? At 7.06 p.m. Righty-righty as Taylor Young steps in, Dalton rushing and Luis Diaz to follow. We'll give you the full starting lineups in a moment. At 7.06, the first pitch, down low, ball one. So here is Taylor Young, the shortstop leading things off for the Great Lakes Loons, the L.A. Dodgers high A affiliate in the Midwest League. Batting second, the first baseman Dalton rushing. Heading third, third baseman Luis Diaz. A ball one offering coming. That drops at the knees, a called strike by the home plate umpire Welling. 1-1 on Young. In the middle of the order, the left fielder Damon Keith is the cleanup hitter. Center fielder Chris Newell bats fifth. Batting sixth, it's Chris Bubba Aline, the right fielder. Heading seventh, the newest loon, second baseman Kenneth Betancourt, makes his 2023 Midwest League debut. DH Max Hewitt bats eighth, and batting ninth, catcher Frank Rodriguez. De Cochea's pitch. Young takes at the letters for a called strike. Add quickly 1-2 on Young.
And get used to that slower strike call from home plate umpire tonight.
And the starts of games are all about the adjustments, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Fastball dotted in from De Cochea. And Taylor Young whiffs to open up the ball game.
I like that from De Cochea. You throw the first ball of the game and then come right back with 3 straight strikes. Get the swinging strike 3. Off to a good start tonight for the righty.
So here comes Dalton rushing. Rushing batting from the left side. And he comes in hitting 254. And all that great power and patience. The righty sets, throws. Inside for ball one. One out, nobody on, no score. And the pitch. Drops low with a changeup. At 2 balls and 0 strikes on rushing. Lugnuts have seen his power this year. 16 doubles, 1 triple, 8 home runs. And then the 50 walk strong. Sees a lot of pitches. De Cochea to the plate. Head in the air and foul off the left side. 2-1. Adam, did you have a spotlight loon to watch tonight?
I'm going to go with Damon Keith.
Keith due to come up in 2 batters. The cleanup man, the left fielder, had a walk-off against the Lugnuts last meeting. Hitters pitch 2-1. Fastball up and in. Ball 3.
Still the home run leader, 36 driven in for the Loons. He's a guy that has done some damage.
Time granted to rushing. Well, you mentioned, Adam, that last appearance for De Cochea against the Loons. Last time out against the Lake County Captains, July the 7th. Here's De Cochea's pitch. Yanked it inside for ball 4 and walk number 51 this year for rushing. Strike at, a walk, and bring up Luis Diaz in a scoreless game in the first. So Jose De Cochea, about those 2 appearances, I bring them up only to say this. So here we are today. It's July the 18th. De Cochea has been perfectly healthy, right? This is his second start in the month of July, just with the way that the week system works out, and then the All-Star break works out. De Cochea to Diaz. High, ball 1. Luis Diaz with the very bright pink sleeves underneath the deep green Loons jersey. Last time that the Loons and the Lugnuts faced off, Luis Diaz earned himself an honors Midwest League Player of the Week. Takes the breaking ball outside. On the count is 2 balls and 0 strikes. The Lugnuts lead the Midwest League in double plays turned. One on, one out. A 2-0. Swing and a miss. Strike one. The Loons, though, have only grounded into 42 double plays this year. And 11 of those have been supplied by Yainer Fernandez, not in the starting lineup. The deal. Swing and a miss, strike two. DeCochea firing that fastball in on the hands. He struck out Young. He walked rushing. He's come back from 2-0 to even things up on Diaz, who calls for time and practices his swing outside the circle. On deck is Adam spotlighted the dangerous Damon Keith. Rushing at first base, one steal and one attempt. Held on there by Malone. 2-2 pitch. Outside, count is full. Now, one thing that Luis Diaz does not do very often is draw walks. Only 15 bases on balls compared to 73 strikeouts in 61 games. Could be swinging here, right? Payoff pitch. A ground ball sent towards short. Grabbed by Anales. Flips to second. One. Turned it to first. That throw by Josh Wright was wide. Pulled Brendan Malone off the bag. And so simply a fielder's choice and no double play. Diaz replaces rushing at first base.
Well, we talked about the Lugnuts being so good up the middle and in the infield this year. They lead the league with those 72 double plays. And that one was tailor-made right there. But Wright just couldn't get the throw down. And the inning continues.
Damon Keith steps in. Open stance, knees flexed from the right side. Righty to righty. Scoreless in the first. Strike called on the outside corner. The Lugnuts defense, by the way, Daniel Susek, the catcher, putting down those signs for Jose DeCochea. We remember that Susek did leave a game early on Saturday. He has not missed a game since, though. Receives a called strike two in the outside corner. The DeCochea fastball.
Saw him earlier today. Said hello. He's got the bright green neon nail polish on that off right hand to flash the signs.
Make it easy to see. A throw over to first base. The tag. Not in time. Diaz did get that right hand back in. Would you say that it's Athletics neon green?
Little bit more bright than the Athletics green. But close.
Electric lime green?
Yeah, that's more like
Seattle Seahawks. 0-2. A dribbler foul. Keith stays alive.
The nest or the Hawk's nest?
That's what I'm thinking. Or, you know, you go down the road to East Lansing, Michigan State University. There's the deep Spartan green, but they have updated it every now and then with that day glow green. Is it like that?
Yeah, they've got those big state unis.
That's right. Here's the 0-2. Dropped it a little high. Breaking ball from DeCochea for ball one to Keith.
I'm not a fan of those.
No.
The big state in the front. I love they're all whites. Spartan head on the helmet.
No argument here. Keith waits. DeCochea deals. Diaz moves. The pitch is high. Throw down to second base by Susek. Tag. Not in time by Wright. Steal of second for Luis Diaz. Head first. Stolen base number 17. And a scoring position with a count of two balls and two strikes on Keith. Now a base hit by Keith, and Great Lakes could grab the game's first lead. Here's the pitch. Fouled off into the screen. Keith batting 245 through 71 games. But with 15 doubles, 9 homers, and 36 knocked in. He leads the Loons' active roster with 109 total bases. And the pitch from Jose DeCochea at 2-2. On its way. Check swing. It was down in the dirt. On appeal, did not go. And the count is full. And with that, with the pitch count rising for Jose DeCochea in the Lansing pen, Southpaw Mac Lardner has started to loosen. On deck, Chris Newell. First base is open. Diaz at second. A payoff pitch. Way outside. Not close to Keith. And it's the second walk of the frame for DeCochea. Well, if you want to read about great Oakland Athletics prospect analysis, and you don't mind if it's excessive, Nathaniel Stoltz does a whale of a job chronicling the Oakland A's system. And he just came out with his midseason top 50 prospects list. There's Jose Dicochea at number 20. But as he mentions in his write-up of Jose, quote-unquote, Dicochea's command still wobbles a bit right now. A first inning wobble for Jose. Keith at first, Diaz at second, no score. And now here's Chris Newell batting from the left side. Five doubles, one triple, six homers in 33 games. The pitch, swing and a miss. Poured the fastball by him. That was pitch number 24 for Dicochea, and half of them have been strikes, half balls.
Never too excessive with Nathaniel Schultz. Great breakdowns all the time from him.
All the time. The deal. Inside.
Yeah, he's just nipping right now. He's getting ahead, and that double play, potential double play ball, looks like it's hurting him right now because he's really struggled to find his command here.
Looks back at Diaz. Diaz runs. The pitch fouled off just below us over the netting. One ball, two strikes. Not only was Diaz in motion, so was Damon Keith from first base. Those runners sent back. That is something to keep an eye on over the course of this series, too, is these the top two teams in the Midwest League in stealing bases. Luis Diaz stealing second. That's number 131 for the Loons. 1-2 pitch. Up and inside. Ball two. Adam, if my memory serves me right, Chris Newell was rendered a virtual non-factor at Dow Diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Here he comes into Lansing trying to impact things. A 2-2 from Dicochea. Strike three called on the outside corner. Side retired. Well, two walks, but two strikeouts. And the strikeouts book and a scoreless frame for Dicochea. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Loons nothing. Lugnuts coming up against Justin Robleski.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A lovely day, a lovely crowd in Lansing, Michigan for the opener of a six-game set. The Great Lakes Loons took that hour-and-a-half drive down south here to Michigan State Capitol. And the left-hander Justin Robleski on the mound surrounded by this defense. Damon Keith is in left, Chris Newell in center. Bubba Alin is in right. Dalton Rushing plays first base with Kenneth Betancourt at second. At short, Taylor Young. At third, Luis Diaz. Catcher Frank Rodriguez. The pitch. Inside ball one to Colby Thomas. Madam and I know Wiz, he loves to ambush. Southpaw on the hill, right-handed batter waits. The wind-up, the pitch from Robleski. Across the inside corner, strike called. Thomas leading off in right field for the Lugnuts. We'll see how many other names I can get in. Robleski works quick. He fires. Check swing. Strike two called inside corner. Josh Wan right bats second. He's at second base. Catcher Daniel Susak hits third. Batting fourth, the left fielder Danny Batista Jr., hitting fifth in center field, Junior Perez. The first baseman, Brennan Malone, bats sixth. Robleski winds, throws the 1-2. Very high. Heading seventh, DHing, CJ Rodriguez. Shortstop A, Rebiel Anales bats eighth. At batting ninth, the third baseman, T.J. Schofield-Sam. Here's your Lugnuts starting nine. Scoreless game. A 2-2. Ground ball sharply struck. One hop down to Diaz. Gets up. Sidewinds to first. In time. Smoothly played by Luis Diaz on a ball that was hammered right at him. And there's one away in the bottom of the first inning. Kobe Thomas can fly down the line too. So Diaz made sure he did not err. Secured it, pirouetted, and then put that throw right on the money across to Dalton rushing. That brings up Josh Wainwright, batting with the open stance from the right. Takes. Strike one called outside corner. Fastball from Robleski. Start number 16, appearance number 17 for the lefty. Kicks, offers, hammer to left field. Damon Keith goes back. That ball's over his head, one hopping high off the wall. Right heads for second base. Keith's throw in, comes in high, overshoots Betancourt, but backed up by rushing. Josh Wainwright has a double. He was right on it. And for Josh Wainwright, double number 3 in his 14th game with the Lugnuts. That is not noted as one of his strong points, his extra base pop. But he doubled last time out against the West Michigan Whitecaps, and here he is, uncorking one over the head of Damon Keith in left. Immediately a runner in scoring position. Daniel Susak, first pitch swing, grounds down to first, handled by rushing to his own bag unassisted. Right over to third, two outs. And that'll bring up Danny Bautista Jr. Well, the last time that the Loons threw Justin Robleski against this Lugnut squad, they were on him early. He allowed 8 hits in 6 innings, allowed 2 first inning runs. Robleski throws to Bautista. Danny takes, strike one called inside corner. It was 3 straight singles, A. Rebiel Anales, Danny Bautista Jr., and Jack Winkler. And then Bautista Jr., his next time up, had an RBI double. He actually went 3-for-3 against Robleski then. Here, he chops towards second, weakly struck. In comes Betancourt, barehand throws to nip him at first base. And that'll do it on a scoreless frame. Wright stranded at third. The Lugnuts turned away. We go to the second inning. No score between the Lugnuts and the Loons.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
One inning in, no score from Lansing, Michigan. Adam Jackson by my side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The Great Lakes Loons send up 6-7-8 in Aline, Betancourt, and Hewitt. Right-hander Jose DiCoche returns to the hill. He walked 2, but he stranded 2 in the first inning. He fanned 2. And pitch number 1 to Chris Aline. Fastball up and away. Ball 1. DiCoche, the native of Tucson, Arizona. Against the switch hitting Aline, batting from the left side here, out of Philadelphia. A ball one offering. And that two is high. Had 2 balls, no strikes. Aline's batting 201. The Lugnuts have seen his best.
Open stance, waiting.
2-0.
Stayed high again. Three balls, no strikes.
Yeah, he's just struggling with that command right now. Whatever it is, just can't quite find the zone. And some close calls didn't go his way in that first inning as well. But he was able to get the zero still.
Well, the 3-0. Below the knees, ball four. And a four-pitch walk to open up the second inning. His third walk given out in six batters. So it brings up Kenneth Betancourt. Hello, Kenneth Betancourt, and welcome back to the Midwest League. But first, let's see a visit to the mound from the pitching coach, Don Schulze. Betancourt was just added earlier today by the Great Lakes Loons. Promoted up from low A, Rancho Cucamonga, Yainer Fernandez, and Alex Freeland placed on the injured list. Remember when Freeland left early on in the series between the Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons? He left early. He was scratched, and he never returned in that series. So he officially goes on the IL. And they join Junior Garcia, whom we saw playing first base for the Loons earlier this year. Those are the only players, though, on the injured list for the Loons. Just those three position players. And I would say, from the outside looking in, it seems to me like the Loons have had a lot of great luck and good fortune when it comes to pitching arm health. A throw over to first base, not in time, a lean back in.
Yeah, we've seen some really talented pitchers come through the Loons. The Dodgers have done a great job scouting, and you're seeing those arms utilized all the time. Good health, that certainly helps.
Betancourt takes this pitch inside, stepping back and away. Ball one, five in a row have missed.
That's after a visit, too. He just can't quite find it right now.
At first base, Alina swiped 17 bases this year. Ball one pitch, up and inside. Ball six. Betancourt playing for Rancho Cucamonga, 65 games, a 308 batter. And Adam, you'll love this, only 33 strikeouts in those 65 games.
That'll do.
Again, the throw over, and this one bounces right past Malone. It goes down the right side toward the Lugnuts pen. Lean turn second base, gives a look back. He's going to hang tight right there. Strong throw in from Colby Thomas, the right fielder. Throwing error, Jose DiCochea to compound matters. A lean in scoring position, and nobody out, top of the second inning, and a scoreless game. And because of how things have gone, Adam, with all of these pitches missing the zone, the crowd's energy has dropped.
And the confidence is dropping right now for DiCochea as well.
2-0. A chopper is hit towards shortstop. Anales over to play. The throw to first in time. Over to third base, Aline. Betancourt is at number one.
Needed that. And again, when he's putting it in the zone, he's getting the ground balls. He's getting the outs. And he's got a couple strikeouts. It's just a matter of fighting that command that has kind of betrayed him here in the first couple frames.
How about Kenneth Betancourt? First four pitches missed, then he took ball one, ball two, and then he swung away. So here's Max Hewitt batting left, infield creeping in. Righty deals to left-handed batter. DiCochea finds the zone to start him off. Strike one called.
He's trying to make that first at-bat back in the Midwest League memorable.
Potential first run of the game, 90 feet away. And the pitch to the Canadian, Hewitt, takes the curve down and away. Max Hewitt's hitting 205 through 13 games. He has knocked in 8 runs. Colleen walks away from third base. DiCochea lets it fly. Fastball hit him on the shoulder. Right on the back of the right shoulder. And there are runners at the corners for the Loons. Well, it's getting harder before it gets easier for DiCochea. Bring up Frank Rodriguez, the number 9 hitter.
I just don't think he knows where it's going right now. It's just he's fighting it here in this first couple innings.
Rodriguez is a 188 batter. 5 doubles, 3 home runs. He has not grounded into a double play this year. I knew that you would ask, so I'm giving that to you before you ask.
Well, wouldn't that be something if he can find a double play out of this with all the balls that he's thrown and missing the zone.
Righty to righty, no score in the second. First pitch, outside, ball one. Lineup gets a lot tougher soon. Taylor Young on deck, and then rushing, and Diaz and Keith. At first Hewitt, at third Aline. The pitch fouled off into the screen. Forty pitches right now for Jose DiCochea. Pitch number 41 on its way. Fastball above the letters. Ball two. Frank Rodriguez from Santiago, Dominican Republic. 21 years of age. And he's bent waiting. A 2-1 hitter's pitch. A fastball grounded to shortstop. Analyze to Josh Wainwright. Over to first. Malone receives to finish off the first double play that Rodriguez has grounded into this year. 6-4-3. And a pitcher's best friend indeed for Jose DiCochea. Two scoreless innings. A runner left at third. Let's go to the bottom of the second inning. Nothing to nothing, Loons and Lugnuts.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Well, Jose DiCochea, you wouldn't recommend the route that he has taken to toss two scoreless innings, but he's gotten here. And we are off to the last of the second inning for Justin Robleski to retake the hill, the Loons lefty, against the Lugnuts 5-6-7 hitters and Perez, Malone, and Rodriguez. It begins with Junior Perez, lefty to righty. Junior takes a called strike from Robleski. Adam was looking this up. He was on this earlier today. Justin Robleski has struggled in the first inning and not so much after that. It kicks and offers. And there's strike two called on the inside corner. Well, in the first inning for Robleski, he did allow a double to Josh Wainwright. And then he stranded right at third base. Nothing and two really quick on the Lugnuts center fielder, Junior Perez, hitting 216. Here it comes. A ground ball cued foul, right side, off the very end of the bat on the Robleski changeup away. A lot of power, a lot of speed for Junior. 18 extra base hits. 22 steals. Again, the 0-2. Pass ball high. Didn't tempt him. Robleski with the socks pulled up. Lets it fly. Backdoor breaking ball misses wide. Out from 0-2 to 2-2. Center fielder Newell is playing just back of the shadow of the video board. Break even. Fly deep down the right field line. Off toward the corner. It is foul. Right of the pole with home run distance. Robleski has only allowed 3 home runs all year. And Justin Robleski trying to sit away, away, away. And Junior went right with it.
I'm trying to remember, Jesse. Have we seen an oppo shot from him this year? I remember him taking it to center and taking it to left.
Answer is yes. He did hit one. The pitch, breaking ball high. Count is full.
I think I was looking the same spot you were. You got there quicker, though.
Three balls, two strikes on Perez. Brendan Malone waiting. Payoff. A chopper hit up the middle. Second baseman Betancourt grabs. From back of second, the throw to first in time. Beat it by half a step. Now there's one away.
I think that caught the front edge of second base, too. And it was fortunate for Betancourt that it didn't take a trickier hop when it hit off second base. He had that position perfectly, though.
Brendan Malone steps in. You said it. Lefty deals to righty. No score. High fly ball center field. Chris Newell backs up. He's into the shadow in front of the track to make the catch. That is the first out in the air retired by Robleski today. It had been four ground outs before that. Brendan Malone just missed it to straightaway center. So that's a couple of instances of hard contact dodged by Robleski. And now he goes to work against C.J. Rodriguez. The step back, the leg kick, the pitch. C.J. swings and misses. Fastball came biting in.
He's only given up three long balls this year. Lugnuts haven't been able to hit one in their first two opportunities against him.
The wind, the toss. Down and in. Two outs, nobody on. Last of the second. Robleski's looking for the perfect frame. How to keep this game scoreless and off to the third. He fires. Bounced foul at home plate right off the catcher Rodriguez. Strike two.
You didn't ask, but CJ, spotlight hitter for me for the Lugnuts. You got my loons one.
Thank you. So we've got Rodriguez in the right-hand batter's box. Frank Rodriguez the sign. Justin Robleski the pitch. The breaking ball just missed off the outside corner. You know he wanted that for his first strikeout. Two and two. CJ was not originally scheduled to start today. A late scratch for Clark Elliott. That is on the outside corner. And Rodriguez is down watching. Strikeout number one for Robleski concludes a 1-2-3 second. Adam Jackson gets the call as we go to the third inning. The Lugnuts and the Loons, no score from Jackson Field.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there as we come back in the top of the third inning. No score between the Loons and the Lugs. First of six this week at Jackson Field. It is Jose Dicochea that's back out there to face the top of the order for a second time. Taylor Young, Dalton Rushing, and Luis Diaz. Dicochea has worked around a couple of base runners in his first two frames. He's struggling with his command. 42 pitches, 18 strikes. See how he does here. Righty on righty, pitch one. Popped up, first base side, foul territory. Malone coming over, trying to find room, up against the rail, leans over, and it bounces off the concrete. That would have been one of those easy ones that maybe could have helped Deco Che out right there. First pitch swinging, but Malone couldn't quite stretch and reach it. Malone wasn't expected to play first base today. It was going to be Danny Bautista Jr., but again, as Jesse mentioned, late scratch with Clark Elliott, so Malone over there at first tonight. First home series against the Loons this year for the Lugs. The pitch home. Tapped foul, third base side. No balls, two strikes. Young, one of the two strikeout victims in that first inning. Chris Newell was the bookend strikeout victim after a couple of walks. And then it was a walk and an HBP in the second. But Deco Che left a runner stranded at third with a double play induced to Frank Rodriguez. The pitch home. A little bit wide. One ball, two strikes. Deco Che in that second inning threw just four strikes in his 14 pitches, but was able to get out of it. Really quite impressive when you think about it, through four batters faced. Pitch lifted out to right field, backing up Thomas. Now comes in on a slow jog, leans forward, makes the catch. And there's one away. So that much better from Jose Deco Che. Three of the first four in the zone. And gets that first out, second time through the order here, and now you get Dalton rushing. So Loon's team that is 56-27, or 11-7 in the second half, just 11 losses on the road this year. The pitch home. Rushing kicks it back off the netting, strike one. Dalton rushing, the lefty, 6-1, 220, 22 years old from Memphis, Tennessee. The second rounder last year, selected by the Dodgers. 0-1 pitch. Flies wide. 1-1. No score here. Top three. Sun still shining down on the diamond. The base is clear and one away. Jackson Field and a good crowd tonight on a Tuesday. Pitch. Breaking ball in there. Strike two. Usually get those biggest crowds as you would expect on the weekends. People have a little bit more free time Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and the kids' day and day game on Sunday. But the crowds have continued to grow, and I don't know, Jesse, this looks to me like the biggest Tuesday crowd of the year. Pitch home. That's flied foul, out of play, third base side. Let me correct that. The biggest non-July 4th Tuesday crowd. Because, yes, Tuesday, ironically, was the biggest crowd of the year on July 4th. That our last Tuesday crowd. The pitch. Hit hard out to left center field, up in the air. Perez sprinting over to his right. In, though, to his left is Bautista to cut him off, make the catch. Two away. But the concourse is buzzing. People roaming about, buying some food, some beverages. It's a tacos and tall boys night at the park. So you get a discount. $4 tacos, $4 cervezas. Luis Diaz to the plate from the right side. The pitch. Breaking ball just misses inside. No score, top three. Base is clear, two away for the Great Lakes Loons in those alternate road green unis with the gray pants. Pitch. Slides in on the outside corner, strike one. By the way, that July 4th crowd, 11,521. Biggest crowd in a decade here at Jackson Field. And it was the biggest crowd since the renovations that created the 360 concourse and brought in the outfield apartments. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Nice job sliding that one away. 1-2. Well, this half inning, much better for Deco Che, and a second time through the top of the order, trying to get him 1-2-3. 1-2 pitch. Twisted up towards the right field line and foul towards those Sparrow stairs as it rolls down. Again, the 1-2 pitch. on the outside corner, called strike three. So Deco Chea through the third inning, and the lineup for a second time goes 1-2-3 with his third strikeout. And we will head to the last of the third. No score between the Loons and the Lugnuts.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Well, a heck of a half inning for Jose Deco Chea. Mows down the Loons a second time through the order, and the top three go down in order. A 14-pitch half inning where he threw 11 strikes. And again, we had just mentioned Deco Chea had thrown 42 pitches and only 18 in the zone. But he's given up no runs. He's now struck out three to go along with those three walks. And the Lugnuts come up here in the last of the third to try and get the game's first run. Aribio Angele steps in. High chopper towards third. It's over Diaz's head into left field. Fair ball. Angele is around first. He'll stop there and get back to the bag. The old Lansing chop right down the left field line for a base hit for Aribio Angele.
That's exactly what that was, Adam. He hammered that ball right down at home plate, and it jumped right over Luis Diaz.
Diaz leaped up there. He tried everything, but that ball was crushed into the ground from Aribio Angele. Second hit tonight for the Nuts. First single. They had the double from Josh Van Wright. Here's T.J. Schofield-Sam. Lefty takes the fastball, letter high, strike one. Well, we were talking about the attendance on Tuesdays, just how it's a little bit tougher for folks to come out early in the week. A one pitch. That's down low. One ball, one strike. And Jesse's got tabs on all the attendance figures through Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, all the way through Sunday. And as we mentioned, the weekends, no surprise, typically the biggest crowds. Thirsty Thursdays, been a tradition here for years. Always a massive crowd. Robleski set, 1-1. Slice back, coming our way, and back down into the bowl. Right above your window.
Oh, I shut the window. I shut the computer. I was ready in that case. That ball, yeah, you're right, right here on the median.
I wanted that one.
I know you did.
The pitch. In there. Strike three on the outside corner. Nice twisting pitch on T.J. Schofield-Sam's second strikeout for Justin Robleski in the first down in this third inning. That'll get your heart rate up, huh?
Adrenaline.
So one on one out, and now Colby Thomas. Throw back to first. And in safely is Angele's close play. Anyway, with the attendance figures, the biggest crowd on a Tuesday. Another throw back to first, and that one is in time. Angele's gets picked off, and back to back just like that. With only one pitch being thrown, there's two outs. Robleski, a quick move. He just had gotten onto the mound. And Angele's had just gotten his lead. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Strike one. So anyways, 2008-21. The opening Tuesday crowd against West Michigan. A one. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. No score here. Bottom three. And then we've had crowds just short of 2,000 ever since, outside of July 4th, which again was up over 11,000. 0-2 pitch. Hit hard out to right center field, up in the air. Newell over to his left, underneath of it, and that is going to do it for the Lugnuts. Started off with a promising single, but then a strikeout, pickoff of Angeles, and then a flyout. We'll see what the attendance figures are for tonight. Could be up over 3,000. It's a big crowd, and so far they've watched a scoreless tie through three innings.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
A third of the way home, no score between the Lugnuts and the Loons from Jackson Field. Back out there is Jose DiCochea. His first pitch to the righty, Damon Keith. Bottom of the zone, a little bit lower than it actually. Ball one. DiCochea, his best inning in that third against the top three in the order for a second time through. 1-0 pitch. Keith skies it, right side, out of play. One ball, one strike. Damon Keith, the 18th round selection in 2021. He signed for $125,000 out of Cal Baptist. Nickname? The Lancers. 1-1. Bouncing ball towards third. Waiting on it is Schofield Sam. Has it. Throws across the diamond. Nice grab from Malone. Fighting the sun. One away. I answered that myself because if I could give a nickname to Jesse right now, it'd be Chip Dip. Crunching on some chips over there, some tortilla shells.
They call me Mr. Chips.
Mr. Chips. Yes, indeed. Voice of Central Michigan women's basketball. And we're getting applaud. Was that an applaud for me or an applaud for Jesse? Yeah, Mr. Chips.
I'll explain the reference to you later.
Yeah, I don't get it. Can you explain it now? Is it not? We're getting a call to the bullpen.
By the way, the Lancers, it was a Lansing minor league baseball team also called the Lansing Lancers.
Yes.
Can stick that trivia in your back pocket.
I learned that today from Harrison, our pitch clock guru. So that's going to do it for Jose DiCochea. 3 1/3 innings down. And that will bring in the new man. Looks like it's Mac Lardner, the lefty that's throwing out of the pen for the Nuts to try and keep this a scoreless game. So all in all, it was kind of a wonky start for Jose DiCochea. He didn't have a ton of command through the first two innings. 28 pitches, 14 in the zone in the first. 14 pitches, 4 in the zone in the second. But he did a great job of keeping the Loons from scoring. Two runners allowed in the first. No runs coming in with a couple of strikeouts. Then two runners on in the second. And he left the runner stranded at third after he induced the double play. And then his third inning, his best inning. So he got a fly out for the first two batters and then a strikeout to get them to go down 1-2-3. So his last five batters faced, he set them down in order and didn't give up any runs against one of the better offenses in the Midwest League. Not as pretty as you would expect, but great job working by him today to keep them off the board.
Well, he stayed away from the barrel. And in a sense, you could say he was effectively wild. Now, he would want to have walked those batters. He would not have wanted to hit one batter with a pitch and commit a throwing error on a pickoff move. But when the chips were down, Adam, he made the pitches that he needed to. He executed, and he finished strong. That was the key thing.
Mr. Chips were down. Mac Lardner's first pitch. Tap or foul. Strike one on Chris Newell.
So, Adam, there's a movie called In the Heat of the Night.
Okay.
Sidney Poitier stars as a detective, Detective Tibbs, and he's now in the heart of the South. And he's asked, you know, what do they call you? And he said, they call me Mr. Tibbs.
Pitch. Outside.
You see the respect owed to Sidney Poitier.
So that's what it's from?
That's the reference.
Mr. Chips. 1-1. That's outside. 2-1. When was this film, when did it come out?
I think the 1960s. 1967.
2-1 pitch. That's inside. 3-1. Okay, that makes better sense why I didn't know the reference.
The entire control room did, though.
Every single one of them in there knew it. Terry Alapart giving a huge thumbs up. 3-1. Hard hit down the line, and that is just foul. First base side. Smoked there from Newell. And it's 3-2. No score here in the top of the fourth. When the chips were down for Jose Dicochea, he persevered. We'll see how Mac Lardner does in his first stint here. One away, the pitch. That's in there, called strike three. No, two outs. First batter faced a strikeout for Mac Lardner.
I'm curious with Mac, just like we saw with Jose Dicochea, that it had been so long since Dicochea had last pitched. Last game for Lardner was July the 8th against Lake County. Just like the last time that we had seen Dicochea was July the 7th.
It's been a while for some of these guys because of the All-Star break and then only a three-game set at West Michigan. Here's the righty, Chris Alleen. Lefty lofts in a strike on the outside corner, strike one. Lardner this year with 19 games appeared in before tonight. 36 innings, 20 earned runs, only a couple homers, 33 strikeouts. Swing and that's kicked back off the net, 0-2. Bases are clear, two outs, no score. In the top of the fourth here, Lansing has the only two hits of the game. Believe it or not, the Loons, with all their traffic, didn't get a hit against Dicochea. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That's great work from Lardner. Back-to-back strikeouts. One looking, one swinging, and we are through 3.5. Nuts coming to the plate, trying to grab the first run when we return to Jackson Field.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
All
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
To the last of the fourth, we roll on. No score between the Lugnuts and the Loons here at Jackson Field. Josh Wainwright, double in his first at-bat, steps in. First pitch, squares to bunt, pulls it back, pitches up high from the lefty, Justin Robleski. Ball one. We're going to get you some trivia here in this fourth inning. The 1-0 pitch, swing and a foul tip, strike one. What movie does the actor say, "They call me Mr. Tip"? No, I'm just kidding. We already went over that. I know that now. I just watched the scene during the commercial break. The pitch home. Lined out to right center field. That ball heading towards the gap. It's down and rolling towards the wall. Wright is around second. It's picked up by Aline. Wright heading to third. The throw won't get there. A double and now a triple tonight for Josh Wainwright. They call him Mr. Wright, and tonight he is swinging it right from the right side of the plate. How about Josh Wainwright? Jesse had mentioned he hadn't collected a ton of extra base hits, but he just had a double in West Michigan. And now he has his first triple of the year. First pitch to Daniel Susak. Down low, ball one. So two extra base hits tonight for Josh Wainwright. Infield is in for the Loons. Lugnuts trying to grab their first lead. 1-0 pitch. That's down low. Two balls, no strikes. Daniel Susak was excellent with the infield in, just spraying the ball between the gaps in West Michigan and taking what the defense gives him. 2-0 pitch. Lifted deep right field. Aline is going back over towards the wall, makes the catch just in front of the warning track. Here comes Wright speeding home. It's a sack fly for Susak. 1-0 Lansing. Nothing fancy there from Susak, but gets the job done. Got the ball up in the air to deep right field. And after the triple from Wright, the Nuts have struck first. Now Danny Bautista steps to the plate. First pitch. Right-hander takes it inside. Ball one. I told you through two games against Justin Robleski, Nuts had racked up 5 runs against him in 11 hits. First run tonight. The pitch. Lifted out to right field. Aline going over to his right, now coming in towards the line, makes the catch. 2 outs. All right, wanted to sneak in trivia for you. And the question today, the great Ty Cobb, rings a bell well here in the state of Michigan, the longtime Tiger. Your question today is when he picked up his 4,000th hit, who did it come against? What team did Ty Cobb get his 4,000th hit against? That's your trivia question tonight. Robleski throws. On the inside corner, strike one to Junior Perez. 1-0 Nuts, bottom four, 2 out, nobody on. Can tweet at us your responses. A 1 pitch. Down low. 1-1. At Adam Jaxa. Or at Jay Goldstrass on Twitter. Or you can email into the broadcast booth email at Jay Goldstrass. JayGoldstrass@LansingLugnuts.com. Second pitch is in there. Strike two. When Ty Cobb had his 4,000th hit, what team did it come against? One of the greats. Junior Perez grounded out to second in his first at-bat. Lefty on righty here. Robleski throws. In there, little bit low. Close take. 2-2. Junior had a home run swing to right. It was just foul to the fly Lansing pole. 6 home runs this year, 20 driven in for the righty. The pitch, on the ground towards third. 2 hopped into the glove of Diaz. Shuffles to his left, throws across the diamond in time. And that'll do it for the Nuts. in the fourth, but a leadoff triple from Joshuan Wright, knocked in by Daniel Susak on the sacrifice fly to right. 1-0 Lansing after four. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler on the mic when we return.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It was effective work for Jose Ducote in keeping the Great Lakes Loons off the scoreboard through the first 3 1/3 innings. He walked 3, hit 1, but allowed no hits and no runs. Struck out 3. And then Mack Lardner replaced him and struck out Chris Newell and Chris Aline. So it's Lardner now back to the mound for the fifth, and the Lugnuts now lead 1-0. First pitch lined up the middle, a base hit center field for Kenneth Bettencourt for the Loons. Scooped up by Junior Perez, plays it in. A leadoff first pitch single. Max Hewitt is coming up with Frank Rodriguez on deck. This is the bottom of the Loons order.
I was hoping for the no-hitter tonight, Jesse.
Well, sorry.
I'm all about baseball history.
Maybe tomorrow?
No, we'll try again then.
Okay. You know, there's a new game every single day up through Sunday. Lardner to Max Hewitt. Had a called strike on the outside corner. So Adam is disappointed next to me, but meanwhile, Joshuan Wright, a double in the first, stranded. A triple in the fourth inning. He was brought in by the Daniel Susak sack fly for the Lugnuts lead. Lardner throws to Hewitt, lefty to lefty. Hit in the air, out to left field. In comes Danny Bautista Jr. Lost his cap, made the catch. Clark Elliott tribute. Back to first base goes Bettencourt. One down.
Danny Bautista filling in tonight saying, I serve as tribute.
Brings up Frank Rodriguez. If you think that Adam is feeling good right now, wait till we get to Wizarding Weekend. This weekend. Frank Rodriguez bats right. The pitch. Outside, ball one. Adam, what kind of preparation are you doing for Saturday and Sunday?
Oh, man. I got to find some gear to wear. I'm going to look up some quotes. Maybe rewatch the movies.
Reread everything. Swing and a miss on the grid off speed. Ball and a strike on Rodriguez. Reread, rewatch, have some butter beer in a baseball bat. Bettencourt at first, one out. Loons down 1-0. Lardner sets, throws. Hit in the air out to center field. There's Junior Perez to his left, makes the catch. And back to first base, Bettencourt. So two outs after the single. And to the top of the order now for the Great Lakes Loons and Taylor Young.
And if you're not coming for Wizarding Weekend, Jesse, you really need to think about sorting out your priorities.
Taylor Young is 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a flyout. Tomorrow is the dog days of summer. Bring your dog out to the ballpark. Thursday, of course, like Thirsty Thursday. Lefty deals to righty. Low, ball one. Friday, then, Faith and Family Night. Friday and Saturday, LAFQ fireworks following these games. 1-0 Lugnuts. The pitch to Young. A ground ball rolled over left side. In comes Anales, grabs, throws to first. He's out at the bag. Oh, Taylor Young's irate with the bases umpire Rondone. Rondone gave a long look, then punched the air, and it's a scoreless frame from Mack Lardner, stranding Betancourt's leadoff single. Onward to the last of the fifth inning, halfway to the house from downtown Michigan State Capitol. Lugnuts 1, Loons nothing.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all.
What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
For Justin Robleski, the good news is no Josh Wainwright due up to begin this fifth inning. It's Malone, Rodriguez, and Anjeles against the Loons lefty. Wright has a double and a triple. He scored the only run of the game. Robleski's allowed three hits in total. First pitch called a strike to Brennan Malone, who does not have one of them. He flied out to center field his first time. That's right. Second pitch. Breaks inside with a slider. One ball, one strike. Robleski gets his sign. Step back, the leg kick, the pitch. That misses down. Two balls, one strike on Malone. Brennan Malone out of Woodstock, Georgia. Born in Valdosta. It's a hitter's count here. And he grounds it to shortstop. Takes a nice easy hop for Young. The throw to first. Now there's out number one.
Well, this game feels like it's speeding along compared to the last time we were home. We had some long games with the Lake County Captains, some high-scoring games, and not the case so far to start this series.
It's funny you say that, Adam, because I was thinking about the series coming in. The pitch to C.J. Rodriguez, hit deep to left center field. Back goes Damon Keith, then he stops, and he hauls it in. And suddenly, that fly ball ran out of legs. There's two quick outs for Robleski. When the Lugnuts and the Loons played at Dow Diamond, it was generally low-scoring games. But Dow Diamond is not as good of a hitter's park as here in Lansing and Jackson Field. So I was anticipating, especially with the Loons' high-octane offense, to watch out. Robleski to Arribiel Anjeles. Two outs, nobody on. 1-0 Nuts. Ball one low.
I was thinking the same thing, too. But I tell you what, the Lugnuts have pitched it well out of the All-Star break. You going back? That series against West Michigan.
Anjeles takes that, two misses, maybe a little low as well. Very close from Robleski. Two balls, no strikes on Anjeles, who singled, then was picked off first base. Here it comes. That's lined right back up the middle, cut by Betancourt, who was playing him behind second. And the side retired. So, let's go to the sixth inning. Still just that one fourth inning run. Lansing 1, Great Lakes nothing. Onward to the sixth.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh, The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The sixth inning for the Great Lakes Loons will feature batters 2, 3, and 4. That means the dangerous Dalton Rushing, Luis Diaz, and Damon Keith against the lefty Mac Lardner, the Gonzaga Bulldog. 1 2/3 scoreless inning so far for Mac. Lugnuts lead 1-0 over the Loons. Lefty, lefty, the pitch to Dalton Rushing. Hit high and deep down the right field line. Fair foul. That ball is foul. And it's across Larch Street. It is right next to the Paramount Coffee parking lot. Rushing in the Loons, not necessarily convinced that that ball was foul, but Clabber and Rondon, the bases umpire, immediately waved his hands and waved it away. So Rushing returns. And for Mac Lardner, that is a very loud strike one.
And a couple loud ones that have gone that way tonight for both teams.
Larch Street, be careful. Lardner's 0-1. Went around too far, fooled on the off speed. Strike two. This is when Lardner gets batters at his mercy. He is very much a man who thrives thanks to his fantastic changeup primarily, but in changing speeds. That fastball is only coming in the mid-80s. If the batter guesses wrong, things go poorly. At 0-2. Fastball called, strike three in the outside corner. And the ejection of Rushing. Home plate umpire Charles Welling tosses him from the game.
No argument from Rushing. Did the right thing, just walked away, but he's very frustrated.
Lardner records his third strikeout, and the batter is Luis Diaz. Lefty deals to righty. Swing and a miss. Strike one on the off speed. Both of these teams have had their questions with the strike zone for Charles Welling tonight. The Loons will need a new first baseman for the home half. Strike one pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Off speed breaking down it in. This has not been the first time Dalton Rushing has been ejected from a game this year. Center fielder Perry is shaded to right center. Diaz takes the off-speed bouncing in. You talk about with umpires the magic words that you cannot say or you'll get thumbed. For Rushing, he just dropped his bat at home plate.
The same thing with Ryan Nota the other night, right? You see that one?
I did not see that. Here's the 1-2. A chopper hit beyond the pitcher. Shortstop Anales can't get it to his left. It's in the left center field, the base hit. Diaz screeches around first base and then quickly retreats as the throw comes in from Perez to second. Single for Diaz. Hit number 2 today for the Loons. What happened with our friend Ryan Nota?
Yeah, he left-handed batter, so he got called out strike 3. Swung and a miss, but he wasn't happy with the strike call earlier, and he etched the bat in the dirt in the other batter's box just a little bit, and he got tossed immediately. Didn't say anything.
Here's Damon Keith, one-on-one out. Lardner misses outside, ball one. There's a whole subgenre of baseball anecdotes about ejections over the years, whether true or not. One thing that's always been true is you don't show up the umpire physically. Keith takes ball two outside. That is, you can say things up to a certain point, but the second that you gesture, that's you showing up the umpire in front of the whole crowd. 2 balls, no strikes on Keith. Lefty deals. Swing and a miss way out in front as Lardner pulls the string.
Really short leash, too, when you're barking arguments from the dugout about the strike zone.
Diaz leads away from first. He's already stolen second once. Keith rips it left field. In comes Bautista Jr. to make the catch and then drop it. He dropped it in left field, quickly fires it in over second baseman right, backed up by first baseman Malone. Danny Bautista Jr. was doing everything, and then he took his mind off the ball at the last second, and it's an E7. Keith at first, Diaz to second, one down in the top of the sixth inning. And here comes Chris Newell for Bautista Jr., error number 9 this year. That momentary lapse of concentration. And that's all that it takes. Here comes the manager, Craig Conklin, out to the mound. In the Lansing bullpen, John Beller, the lefty, is ready. And the motion is made to Beller right now. Here's an ejection story for you, Adam. And it's probably not real, but it's just so good. It's one of those stories that's too funny to be true. Talking about gestures, the old Hall of Fame umpire Bill Clem. The story was that Bill Clem, when an argument got to be too much, when the manager of the player had said his piece and Clem was ready for things to end, Clem would draw a line, use his toes, and take his shoe, his finely polished shoe, and he'd draw a line in between himself and whoever was arguing with him. And he would look them in the eye and he'd say, "You want to cross that line and leave this game?" Well, he was arguing with Frankie Frisch, the Hall of Famer, one day, and he drew the line, and Frisch started to sidle around the left side where the line stopped, started to work his way around the corner. So Clem quickly drew a second line, and Frisch kept on coming around the corner. So Clem drew a third line and then a fourth line, and Frisch pointed down and pointed to Clem. He had boxed himself in and said, "Hey, smart guy, how are you going to get yourself out of there?" Bill Clem said, "Well, you're not going to know because you are out of here."
Why did he get so many lines? Just toss him. My goodness.
Because in stories in baseball history, those brouhahas, the blow-ups between the umpire and the player, the umpire and the manager or the coach, there was a lot more conversation that went on. And there was not only more that the umpire took, but there was a lot more that the umpire gave back. In this day and age, the umpire lets you say your piece and then says, "All right, let's continue with the proceedings." And in this case, Dalton Rushing's ejection lasted, what, 1 second of him laying down that bat?
Quick and painless.
Diaz at second, Keith at first, one out, and John Beller, the lefty out of USC, is in. Chris Newell is 0 for 2 at 2 looking strikeouts. Beller spins about, has a look at the runner Diaz. Well, Newell, the Virginia Cavalier, drafted last year in the 13th round with tons of power. Upright stance from the left. The initial offering from Beller. Up high and ball one.
Well, the Lugnuts have had the magic touch tonight when the Loons have had two base runners on. They've been able to wiggle out of a couple of jams going back to the first and the second. Can John Beller do it again for them?
The pitch. Check swing. Did it go? Yes, as the home plate umpire Welling says strike one on the breaking ball down and away. Newell is not convinced.
You're going to get that from the batter most times. They don't like that check swing to be called from the home plate umpire. They want it appealed out to the bases umpire, and that's what he was frustrated with.
I'll look back to Diaz, a second glance. Then the 1-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. Staying with that off-speed down and away. John Beller looking to increase the frustration for Newell, all the while protecting a 1-0 Lansing Lugnuts lead. Tying run for the Loons at second. Luis Diaz has lots of speed. Damon Keith at first base. Center fielder Perez a couple of steps to his right. The set. Here's the pitch. Fastball high. And now you figure he'll come right back to that breaking ball down and away?
That'd be my guess. Setting him up.
Chris Aleen is on deck. Beller agrees to the sign. A break even 2-2. There's the breaking ball. Cue shot rolling left of the mound. Third baseman Schofield, Sam's throw to first. Not in time. Bases loaded with loons on the infield single by Newell.
That's just frustrating luck right there. John Beller did go back to that breaking ball outer half, and instead of getting a swing and a miss this time, it hit off the edge of the bat and just nubbed its way into the third base side and was hit perfectly, and now the bases are loaded.
Chris Bubba Aline has walked, and he struck out. Only one man out. 1-0 Lugnuts. The pitch, Beller misses off the outside corner and up. Ball one. Diaz at third, Keith at second, Newell at first. First baseman Malone is playing in front of Newell, in on the grass, everybody else farther back. The pitch. That grabs the outside corner. Not a called strike. Loons left two runners on in the first inning. Left a runner at third base in the second. Left a runner at first base in the fifth. Now in the sixth, their best threat of the game. Here's the pitch. High from Beller. Two balls and a strike on a lean. Chris Aline, a legend with the University of Maryland Terrapins. Big Ten Player of the Year last year. Here it comes. Fouled away to the right side. Two balls and two strikes. And Beller is the strikeout pitcher. Should I mention, Adam, that Beller has induced four double play balls this year and Aline's grounded into four?
Number four on the back of Bubba Aline's uni.
A two-ball, two-strike delivery. Swing and a miss. Instead, the strikeout. Two gone in the sixth inning.
So, not four, in fact. It was three.
Here's number 14, Kenneth Bettencourt. Grounded to shortstop in the second. Singled on the first pitch he saw in the fifth. Great Lakes down 1-0. Runner at every base, two outs. The pitch. He takes the breaker to start him. Strike called. Center fielder Perez has shifted in and to his left, covering the right center gap. And fielder's now back. Here it comes. A ground ball up the middle off the mound. Grabbed by Josh Wainwright. Underhands to Annalise, racing to second. Beat Newell there and retires the side. Two base hits and an error. Three left. Nobody scores for Great Lakes. Onward to the last of the sixth inning. Lugnuts 1, Loons nothing.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain. And you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
So let's take you through the defensive changes for the Loons now that Dalton Rushing has been ejected from the game. Kenneth Betancourt moves from second base to first base. Bubba Aline moves from right field to second base. Chris Newell moves from center field to right field. And Jake Vogel is now in center field. He will bat in that Dalton Rushing spot in the order the next time around. The Lugnuts are leading 1-0. Last of the sixth inning begins here. Swing and a miss. Strike one for TJ Schofield Sam, taking on the left-hander Justin Robleski. The windup. The pitch. Fastball called a strike on the inside corner. Nothing and two. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. Adam, you got that? At 0-2. Line drive down the left field line, but foul off into the Loons' pen. Schofield, Sam, Thomas, and Wright, 9-1-2 in the order.
Now, I was wondering if you could run through that defensive alignment one more time for me.
All right, so here's what we got. Just to go in the outfield, and left field Keith, and center field Vogel, and right field Newell. The pitch, a ground ball weakly struck to second. That's Bubba Aline who picks it up and throws high to first. It pulled Betancourt off the bag. Schofield, Sam reaches. By the way, that's Aline playing second and Betancourt at first base.
Got that. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, they say that the ball finds you. Kenneth Betancourt, the second baseman moving over to first base, is not very big. He's 5'8". And Bubba Aline's throw forced him to jump up for it, allowing Schofield Sam to reach. Error, Chris Aline. Here's Colby Thomas. Thomas takes ball one. Ground out to third. Fly out to center so far for Colby.
It's a small sample size, but this is the most ERA-wise in a half inning for Robleski.
Fastball up and away.
ERA sits at 9 in the sixth inning for him. Only 3 innings, though, again, small sample size. That's the highest of any inning.
Well, let's see what happens here. The door has been opened by the throwing error. Robleski delivers. Down and in.
No action in the Loons' pen either.
No. Well, Justin Robleski, entering this bottom of the sixth inning, had only needed 53 pitches. His efficiency has been great. Let's apply to Thomas. On a fastball is there for a called strike. Josh Wainwright is on deck with a double and a triple today against Robleski. Only 3 hits allowed by the lefty, who struck out 2 and walked nobody. Here's the pitch. Thomas lines it back up the middle. That ball's beyond Aline. A base hit to center. Vogel quickly retrieves and lobs in over shortstop toward third. A single for Thomas, his first time aboard. Schofield Sam up to second. And here come the Lugnuts looking to expand upon the 1-0 lead.
That's a good job by Thomas. Remember his first game, he was putting it in play or striking out. He's limiting those strikeouts the last few games. Everything been put in play tonight. Not a ton on that, but just enough to get it out of the infield. And here comes a couple of hot bats.
You said it. Well, Josh Wainwright doubled to left and tripled to right center. Scored on a Susac sack fly for the game's only run. Takes the first pitch, breaking across the inside corner. Strike called.
Boy, a home run would be fun here, wouldn't it?
Sure would. 2 good base runners on the bases, too. Schofield Sam runs well at second. Thomas is a burner at first. Here's the pitch. There's the big breaking ball just off the outside corner. 1-1 on right with Susac looming. Loons just had the bases loaded with one out in the top half of this inning and failed to score. The pitch. Hit on the air, but twisting foul. Off the right side. That baseball takes a hop on the concourse, and it is gone off the Paramount Coffee building.
Rolling along the sidewalk on the other side of the street.
And so I see 1-2 fans so far are crossing the street to get that ball. Now that all the traffic has passed, here comes the third fan. And all the kids are watching too, hustling along the concourse. 1-2 on right. Robleski looks back at Schofield Sam. His pitch. A check swing and the foul. The bat thrown by right at the ball. The bat ends up back of the mound. The ball ends up near the Loons on deck circle, where it's picked up by coach Elian Herrera. The bases umpire Clyburn Rondon gets the bat. Josh Wainwright literally threw his bat at that pitch to stay alive at 1-2.
Josh Vaughn with a huge grin on his face. He had no idea where the ball was, where the bat was. He was super confused when he turned around after he started taking off towards first base.
Now in the field, you cannot throw your glove at a ball, but you can throw your bat at the ball. There's the pitch. He swings and grounds towards second. One hop for a lean. Backhand toss. Young gets the out at second. That's all. Colby Thomas forced. Safely aborted first base right. Over to third base goes Schofield Sam. Runners are at the corners with one down for Daniel Susak.
Well, that was close. You've talked about it a couple of times tonight. Colby Thomas has excellent speed. Nearly beat out put out at third earlier today. And that right there was a very close play because it took Aline a while to get the ball out of his glove. And Young had to come a long way from shortstop to go to the bag. And they just got the force at second base.
So Loon's pitching coach David Anderson jogs out to the mound. Meanwhile, the Loons give some more time in the pen. But left-hander Jack Dreyer, number one on your scorecard, is warming up. Daniel Susak at him. Increasingly this year, it's felt like when he comes up, he understands the situation. And his bat control has been exceptional. Sacrifice fly to drive in Josh Juan right in the fourth inning for the game's only run. Snap throw over to first base. Wright gets back in. Wright is not a base-stealing threat at first.
I don't think there's anybody else you'd want up in this situation with runners in scoring position.
Oblaski, a ground ball pitcher, looks for a double play ball. Deals. Susak runs it foul off his left foot.
I don't even know if he fouled that, Jesse. I think it just came in and twisted in on his foot.
Swing and a miss, and it struck him?
I think so.
Tip your cap to Justin Robleski.
Yeah, that's a heck of a pitch right there.
Robleski eyes down Josh Wainwright. Delivers. Ground ball punched right side. Base hit right field past the diving Aline. Schofield Sam scores from third. Throw lobbed into second by Newell. Josh Wainwright up to the keystone on the Susak RBI single. 2-0 Lugnuts.
Daniel Susak up 2-0 right now. Driving in these Lugnut runs. Sack fly got one in the air to right. That time punched it through the hole as we saw him do all series in West Michigan. It's a simple swing for Susak. And the Nuts enjoying the way that he's able to find the holes in the defense.
That has become practiced. That inside-out jab through the right side. Susak at first, right at second. One out for Danny Bautista Jr. The pitch down and in. Had to jump back and away from it. And ball one. For Susak now, 9 consecutive games with a base hit. 17 for 33 in that stretch. Just marvelous. Robleski's 1-0. Fouled straight back. Bautista Jr. grounded out to second back in the first inning. In the fourth inning, he flied out to right. And I remember on that swing, he just missed it. So the Lugnuts are back on the scoreboard. An unearned run because of the Aline throwing error. Robleski tosses. That's called a strike on the inside corner.
I told Daniel before the game he was making us look it up here because every time he comes to the plate, we just look and we see where the defense is not and say, okay, that's where he's going to hit it, and then he does.
What did he say?
He just started laughing. He said, well, they keep bringing the infield in. It's not too hard.
I look back at the runner, then the pitch. That's fisted over first. A base hit in the right field. Josh Wainwright stopped at third. Susak rounded second so far. And a throw back and a shortstop. Taylor Young has him in a pickle. Young runs him toward third. Gives up on the tag. Throws to the plate. Wright attacked home. Gets tagged out by Rodriguez. Up to second base goes Bautista Jr. Susak over to third. But Daniel Susak, running with his head down, causes the second out of the inning. If he keeps his head up, Craig Conklin at the stop sign the entire way for Josh Wainwright. Wright just got into third base and he stopped right there. Susak was not looking. could have been the bases loaded and one out. Instead, second and third, two outs for Junior Perez.
Yeah, just a big mistake right there by Daniel. He's been swinging it well, just as you mentioned, didn't have his head on a swivel there, and now you hope Junior Perez can pick up the mistake, and still a hit could score two here.
The pitch, down and in, ball one. You think about how things were going on that play, though. Right, Taylor Young had a chance perhaps to tag Susak and then throw home to get Josh Juan right and maybe end the inning with a double play. He was right next to Susak when he let go of the ball. The pitch. Hit in the air out to center field. Jake Vogel rounds to his left out of the alleyway. It's the right fielder Newell with the catch. Vogel yielding last second. The inning is over. And the Lugnut strand runners at second and third. Well, that was an eventful sixth inning. Lugnut score one run on three hits, one error, and leave two. The lead doubles. Onward to the seventh inning. Adam Jackson retakes the call. Lugnuts 2, Loons nothing.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Well, a wild sixth inning there, but a productive one. Lansing gets another run. They've doubled their lead. It's 2-0 over Great Lakes as we come to the seventh. John Beller back out there to face Max Hewitt, Frank Rodriguez, and Taylor Young, 8-9-1. Lefty on lefty, pitch one. Grabs that outside corner, strike one. Lansing with a run in the fourth, just had that run in the sixth. They blanked the Loons so far, held them to just 3 hits. Beller throws. Down low, 1-1. There's a wild play there that just ran the Lugnuts into their second out at the plate, and then Junior Perez flied out. But before that, RBI single from Daniel Susak to make it 2-0. 1-1 pitch, bends up and in. Hewitt backs out, 2-1. He's 0-1 tonight, HBP in the second, and then flied out to left in the fifth. Beller set, 2-1 pitch. That's inside, 3-1. John Beller came in, gave up a base hit off the end of the bat, infield single, but then got a strikeout and a fielder's choice to end the sixth inning. The pitch home. There's the breaking ball that twists in for a strike. That's what he was looking for in the last two pitches, 3-2. So the Loons have now left runners on in the first, the second, the fifth, and the bases loaded in the sixth. Lansing giving them a little payback of what it was like in West Michigan, where the Nuts were getting runners on frequently on Saturday, Sunday, and just couldn't get them in. Ended up losing the series because they lost both games Saturday and Sunday after winning 8-1 on Friday. Beller's 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball, foul tip, swing and a miss. Held on to by Susak. And there's the second strikeout for John Beller, first in this seventh inning. Seems like Lansing pitching has come back determined after the All-Star break. They really have been exceptional going back to that series in West Michigan. Here's the righty, Frank Rodriguez, the pitch home. Shoots in there, strike one. I mean, you give up a run on Friday to West Michigan in that 8-1 win. And then on Saturday, it's a 3-2 loss. The pitch, bouncing ball over towards short to his right. Angeles has it. Runs circling to first, throws low. It's snagged by Malone. Two outs. Nice play by Aribio Angeles. Go back to the top of the card for Taylor Young. 2-0 Lugs, top seven. They gave up those three runs to West Michigan in the first two innings on Saturday and then blanked them the next six. West Michigan didn't have to come up in the ninth. And then you go to Sunday's game. They gave up three runs in the first, no runs through the second to the seventh, and one run in the eighth. That was it. The pitch home. Breaking ball a little bit high. One ball, no strikes. And tonight, again, a lot of zeros up on the board. Six to start this game. So we're two-thirds of the way home. John Beller throws. Up and in. Young raises his arms out of the way. Two balls, no strikes to the right-handed leadoff man, Taylor Young. Tonight we've gone Jose DiCochea, Mac Lardner, and now John Beller. The lefty throws. Up high, 3-0. For the first half, really, you can point to the struggles of the pitching, whether it was the inconsistency in the starting rotation or the inconsistencies with the bullpen. 3-0 pitch, up high outside, ball four.
I think it was a little bit of both, Adam. I think that the pitchers did struggle, but the hitters never truly had consistent breakouts. And every time that we saw them put up a ton of runs, they'd come back and we'd see a lot of low-scoring outputs. So the offense has been better, but the pitchers have been better as well. And this is what they're looking at. They want a second-half run. That second-half postseason berth atop the East Division is up for grabs.
And the Lugnuts are due, right? I mean, they haven't really contended for it the last few years. I mean, you have to go back to, 2018, the last time they really had a good squad. And they've got a ton of talent on this team. It's just been putting it together and trying to do it over and over consistently, even in a week at a time. And boy, it would be a good start here early on in the second half if they could put together a good series against the first place Great Lakes Loons throughout this 2023 season. John Beller going to exit the game, by the way, as Craig Conklin out there takes the baseball from him. And in comes Brock Whittlesey, the righty out of New Mexico State here. Try and get the third and final out in this seventh inning. It was supposed to be Dalton Rushing, but he has been ejected from this game. So we'll see. I think that's Chris Vogel down there.
Jake Vogel, yes.
Jake Vogel, I apologize. As Jake Vogel will step in his spot in the two-hole here with one on and two outs.
Whittlesey this year against the Great Lakes Loons, four scoreless appearances. They total 3 2/3 innings, and the Loons are just 1-for-10 against him.
We like the sounds of that. Brock Whittlesey has had his success against the Loons, and again, the Lugnuts have played them tough this year. Nine games, Lugnuts have won five, Loons have won four, and all nine games have come in Midland. So 12 meetings here in Lansing. Beginning today, going through Sunday, and then the Loons will be back here in mid-August. 2-0 score, Lansing leading Great Lakes, top seven. And Whittlesey just getting warm here. He wasn't warming much in the pen over there. So it looks like he's about ready as home plate umpire Charles Welling goes over there, cleans the dish. And we're ready to go here. Remember, these Loons, they can get back into the game with one swing of the bat. 69 home runs this year. That's top half in the league. Usually one of the best in the league to swat the long balls. And the tying run at the plate here, Jake Vogel is first at bat of the night. The pitch home. There goes the runner to second. Throw is down low. The throw down to second is late on the swipe tag. Taylor Young has stolen the Loons' second bag this evening. It was a tough one for Susak because it came low and inside. And it was a good jump by Taylor Young. And he's able to get over there. Luis Diaz stole the first bag in the opening frame. Time called by Welling behind the plate. Looks like we've got a loose baseball down there with a couple arms warming in the Great Lakes pen down the left field side. That's Jack Dreyer, actually, the lefty that's throwing. Righty on righty, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nice slider away there. 1-1 to Jake Vogel. Not a ton of home run pop for him. Just one this year. Average up over 215. 23 driven in. Runner at second. Two outs. And a big lead. Whittlesey has him picked off. He throws it to right. Right now gets it over, and it's bounced to second base. And Angeles tags out a falling Taylor Young. It looked like he tripped before he got back to the bag as TJ Schofield Sam ran him back. And it's a 4-5-6 put out. And that will get us through the seventh. 2-0, Lugnuts lead.
Chris, thank you very much. Stand up, stretch it out, and take me out to the ball game with me. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Just buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the Lugnuts. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Let's go Nuts! Thank you, Chris.
All stretched out as we head to the bottom of the seventh. Lansing in front, 2-0 here at Jackson Field. Great crowd tonight watching the Loons and the Lugnuts. Game 1 of 6 this week. First time the Lugnuts have hosted the Loons this year. And Lansing with a run in the fourth, run in the sixth. Now trying to tack on some more here as Jack Dreyer has entered the game. The lefty throws home. High breaking ball misses outside to Brennan Malone. Ball one.
Adam, if you don't mind, I'd like to go back to the final out of the top half of this inning.
I don't mind at all. Give you the 1-0 pitch first. Here it is. On the ground, hard hit, and it's off the glove of Diaz at third, but it bounces to Young at short, and he throws it in time off a hop to Betancourt for the out. A 5-6-3 put out. What a play right there from Taylor Young.
I think that ball was kicked by Luis Diaz. Just the way that they drew it up. That's the hockey assist.
I guess so. Well, anyway, I have to go back to that play too. Goodness. Here's CJ Rodriguez. First pitch. Up high outside. Ball one.
So in the top half of this inning, two outs, Taylor Young is in scoring position for Jake Vogel. Loon's trying to get on the scoreboard, right? And Young starts to try to steal third base, starts too soon.
1-0, kick back off the netting.
Well, Adam, as the rundown develops, the ball goes to Josh Wainwright. He gets rid of it way too soon. Immediately fires over to the third baseman, Schofield Sam. And then he stays dangerously close to the baseline.
1-1, that's down low, 2-1.
I think Taylor Young was trying to buy a call from Clyburn Rondon and claim that he was obstructed by Josh Wainwright. That's why he went down. Made it easy to tag him out.
Yeah, couldn't tell if he tripped or what had happened, but he stumbled or he went down right before the bag. Pitch, swing and a miss. 2 balls, 2 strikes on CJ Rodriguez. 2-0 Nuts in the bottom of the seventh. Base is clear, one away. And that was the final out that turned into a 1-4-5-6 out at second base. 2-2. In there, called strike three. Belt high. Rodriguez knew it. First strikeout for Jack Dreyer. Two away. So some peculiar plays in this one tonight. Couple of pickoffs per side. One for the Loons, one for the Lugs. Here's Arribe Alanjales from the right side. Lefty throws. That comes in. Did it get on Hales? No, it just skipped off the dirt and bounced way up on the netting behind the backstop. On Hales with a base hit tonight and then lined out to the second baseman. That was Kenneth Betancourt at the time because they have him shifted almost behind second base with the second baseman. 1-0. That's up high. One ball, one strike, and that's Chris Aline at second. So if we're playing Daniel Susak ball here, Angeles would just need to hit it through the right side of the infield, and he'd be aboard. The pitch. That's in there. Strike one. Two balls and a strike on Angeles.
Daniel Susak ball is pretty effective.
Yeah, it's very effective. It's the reason Lansing has a 2-0 lead right now. Sack fly, RBI single for Susak. 2-1 pitch. Chopped off the plate towards the second baseman on a short hop. Aline charging, has it, throws to first. Not quite between first and second. He tried that way, but Aline had it covered. And the Loons have the seventh covered. We'll head to the eighth. We'll give you the answer to the trivia question when we return. Lansing up 2-0 on Great Lakes.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Good one so far by the Lansing Lugnuts. They're up 2-0, six outs away from a series opening victory against Great Lakes. We'll see if they can get it. They will face 2, 3, and 4. Jake Vogel back up for the first time tonight. He had taken two pitches before Whittlesey spun around and got Taylor Young in a rundown, eventually got him out. Righty on righty, pitch one. Swing and a miss. Good sliding action. Strike one on Vogel. He swung and missed on that pitch. And one of the two pitches he saw in the seventh before it ended for the Loons. Whittlesey from the stretch throws. Cued foul up in the air, out of play, right side. Sun is going down here in Lansing. It is a very nice evening here. A little bit of wind, 74 degrees. Perfect summer evening. 0-2 pitch. Up high and outside. One ball, two strikes. Lansing, remember, took the first three games of the season against Great Lakes. Came home, beat West Michigan, too, to open their first homestand. Won the first four of the season. Pitch. Popped up behind home plate. That's setting back into the seats. And into a row of chairbacks picked up by a fan. I would love to start off this series at home with a victory against the Loons. Whittlesey's 1-2. On the ground towards third, to his left, Schofield Sam has it, shuffles, throws to first, and just in time, caught by Malone. Good speed from Vogel, but not quite fast enough. One away. All right, so we asked you trivia back in that fourth inning, and the question tonight was about Ty Cobb, the great Detroit Tiger, but don't forget, was also a Philadelphia Athletic. After his 22 years with the Tigers, we asked you, when he collected his 4,000th hit, what team did he get it against? Pitch home. It's in there a little bit up, it looked like, to Luis Diaz, ball one. Any responses, Jesse?
We've received a number of responses. Leanne Cook writes in, Detroit Tigers.
1-0. That's in there, strike one. That's right. I tried to trick you guys, and it didn't work. He spent 22 years with the Tigers. I'm getting shamed from the booth over. The pitch on the ground towards third. Backhand pick by Schofield Sam. Throw across the diamond. Stretch from Malone. He's got it. Two outs. Great play by TJ Schofield Sam.
You want to play third base? You better have the arm for it. Back of the bag, right down the line. And he did not have too much time to put anything on it. Just uncorked. And that was perfect across to Malone.
Yeah, a rocket arm right there on display. So now, in steps Damon Keith. Pitch. That's inside, ball one. 2-0 Lugs, top eight, two outs. So yes, it was against the Tigers in Ty Cobb's year with the Philadelphia Athletics after the 22 seasons with Detroit. The pitch. On the ground foul, one ball, one strike. His 4,000th hit came against his former teammate, Sam Gibson, in the first inning. And it came with the Philadelphia A's. So there you go. Great job tonight. Hard to stump that crew. The pitch. Check swing off the knob of the bat. Foul. Strike two on Damon Keith. We've got some smart baseball folks that tune into us, huh?
Love them.
They are the best.
And if you didn't know, now you know.
Now you know. Long hold here for Whittlesey. 1-2. A little bit wide. Two balls, two strikes. And I think a lot of people in Michigan growing up now that like the game of baseball or have heard of Ty Cobb think he spent his entire career in Detroit. It's not bad to assume that. 2-2. A little bit wide. Three balls, two strikes. But spent a year with the A's. Some great history with the Athletics spanning from Philly to KC and now to Oakland. 3-2 pitch. Hard hit, roped over the glove of Schofield Sam into left field. Going to track it down is Bautista Jr. Around first, Keith is into second. And that is the first extra base hit tonight for the Great Lakes Loons, coming with two outs in the eighth. Thought Schofield Sam was going to make another tremendous play. He almost got his glove on it. And the Loons doing what they have done all night, getting runners on base, but this is where they've been flummoxed. Craig Conklin going to go to the pen. That's going to be it for Brock Whittlesey, and it looks like it'll be Stevie Emanuels. Normally in this situation, it'd be Jesse Coined, Tyler Baum, lock it down time, but he got promoted to AA Midland, so Stevie Emanuels has been the next sharpest in the back end situations. And they're trying to, I'm sure, potentially move him into this slot, see if he can be as successful as what Baum was. He may be asked to try and get the final four outs of this game.
Last time Stevie Emanuels pitched, it was July the 9th. He's working on 8 days rest, Adam. He has not allowed any runs since joining the Lugnuts this year after getting activated from the injured list in Stockton. 11 innings, 7 hits, 2 walks, 14 strikeouts for the big man out of UW.
8 days, huh?
Well, you look at the other pitchers who we've seen pitch in this game. Jose DiCochea, for example, was working on 10 days rest. Back Lardner, 9 days rest. And now Emanuels, 8 days rest.
I mean, and that partly is because of how well the bullpen pitched in West Michigan, right? You only had a 3-game series after 4 days off. and they didn't have to use every arm out there with the Whitecaps.
I also think it's because they added Charles Hall and Pedro Santos. And so suddenly you have a nine-man bullpen that makes it easier on these guys.
Yeah, we had talked so long about how the Lugnuts didn't have the full allotment of pitchers. Still, 26 active players. You're a little short on the 30. But the Lugnuts have done a great job here, bullpen-wise, and now trying to get the final four outs of this game. Again, Great Lakes, they can swing it, and this man's got six home runs. Chris Newell, it's a righty-lefty matchup. He is the tying run with Keith at second base. Two outs, top eight, 2-0 Lugs. Emmanuel's first pitch just misses the bottom of the zone on the outside corner. Ball one.
That's what he's done. He's gone after batters by spotting up the fastball.
His fastball has been so much better this year. The location has been excellent. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Susak couldn't hold on to it. Doesn't matter. 1-1. That was the struggles that he had in Lansing in the previous year. He wasn't able to locate that fastball, so he was grooving it, and teams were grooving that pitch. But as Jesse mentioned, he hasn't given up a run since coming up to Lansing this year, trying to keep it that way. 1-1 pitch. Up high outside, 2-1. Newell tonight with a base hit in the sixth. He struck out in the fourth and struck out in the first. Stevie Emmanuels would love to give him another strikeout. Four hits tonight for the Loons, six for the Lugs. Three total errors, two for the Nuts. Check swing inside and low, and it's 3-1. Chris Alleen waits on deck. Alleen a switch hitter too, so it'd be back-to-back lefties that Emmanuels would face if he can't get the out here against Newell. 3-1 pitch. Twisted up in the air, third base side, going back is Schofield. Sam runs out of room as it heads towards the Pepsi porch. Bounds that way into the crowd. And a full count pitch coming up for Newell here. Loons left two in the first, one in the second, one in the fifth, and three in the sixth. They've got one on at second here in the eighth with two outs. Emmanuel's trying to strand another. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and he does it. A strikeout for Stevie Emmanuels gets the Lugs out of the mini jam. We're headed to the bottom of the eighth. 2-0 Lansing.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Lansing trying to tack onto their lead as we head to the bottom of the eighth. It's 2-0. Lugs in front here at Jackson Field. They'll have 9-1-2 coming to the plate. TJ Schofield, Sam, Colby Thomas, Josh Juan Wright. And for a second inning, they'll face the lefty, Jack Dreyer, who took over for the lefty, Justin Robleski, who went six innings, gave up two runs, one earned with two strikeouts. First pitch to Schofield, Sam. Swing and a miss. strike one. TJ 0 for 2 tonight, strikeout, and then reached on an error but came in to score the second run. Pitch home. Bounced over towards short. Backing up, Young has it. Sets, throws to first, and beats Schofield Young, Schofield Sam to the bag. One away. Well, the Loons coming up in the top of the ninth are going to have 6, 7, and 8 due up to face, we would imagine, Stevie Emanuels to try and nail down a 4-out save. If it is a save, if the Nuts can't tack on a couple more. Here's Colby Thomas. First pitch. Swing and a miss. That dropped right off the table. Came in on the toe of Thomas. Strike one. Colby tonight, 1-for-3. He's taken over that leadoff spot since the promotion of Max Muncy. 0-1. Down low. 1-ball, 1-strike. And he has just continued to excel. Average up just short of 350. 10 hits, 4 doubles, a triple, a couple walks. A pitch. Inside corner, knee high, strike two. Where's number 8? Thomas from Mercer, where he was the third round selection last year. We talked about him. He's a toolsy guy. Good pop. Was in the home run race his final year collegiately until he got hurt. Good speed, good arm. Good all around player. 1-2 pitch. Up high, a little bit wide. 2 balls, 2 strikes. He's also stolen 4 bags for the Nuts. Lansing doesn't have a steal tonight. Come in second behind the Loons with 128. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball dropped in beautifully. That's strike three. Second K for Dreyer. And Thomas knew it. That's just an excellent pitch. So Josh Juan right now with 2 outs. And he's been swinging it right tonight. A double and a triple. Reached on a fielder's choice in the sixth. Does not have a home run this year. Base is clear. 2 away. Bottom 8. 2-0 Nuts. The pitch home. Fastball zooms in. Strike one. A double came in the first. The triple came in the fourth. And then he scored on the sacrifice fly from Susak, the first run tonight. 0-1 pitch. Up high outside. Beautiful sunset to the left of the park. Blue and purple and pink across the sky. Pitch home. Breaking ball too tall for the 5-6 righty. Black Sox pulled up for right, open stance from the right side of the plate. Hitters count. 2-1. Lifted deep center field. Vogel is going back. He'll have room, though, as he stops and comes in to make the catch in front of the track. And that's going to do it for Lansing here in the eighth. They're 3 outs away from a series opening victory, though, up 2-0 as we head to the ninth. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler will tell you all about it when we return.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Stevie Emanuels took over in the top of the eighth inning with 2 outs and a runner in scoring position. He struck out Chris Newell. He is back on the mound for the top of the ninth, and it's going to be a lean Betancourt and then Hewitt up against him. The Great Lakes Loons down to the Lugnuts 2-0. Here's the Loons' number 6 hitter, Chris Aline, switch hitter batting left, against the 6-5 right-hander, Emmanuels. Let's it fly. A fastball, foot off in the air, left side, over third, Schofield Sam back to make the catch. And the left fielder, Batista Jr., running up his back. He had the shortstop, Anales, breathing down the back of his neck. And in the end, it's simply a pop out to third for out number one on the first pitch of the ninth inning. 3 1/3, hitless, scoreless innings tonight for the Lugnut starter, Jose De Cochea. But elevated pitch count ended things early. He walked three. Mac Lardner then 2 scoreless innings, 2 hits, 3 strikeouts. The pitch to Kenneth Betancourt. At the knees, inside corner, strike called. John Beller followed, went an inning and a third, 1 hit, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts, no runs. Brock Whittlesey then 1 inning, 1 hit, no runs. The pitch. That's at the knees for a called strike 2. And Stevie Emmanuels, the final out of the 8th, 1 out so far in this ninth inning. The only runs of the game driven in by Daniel Susak. 1 in the 4th, 1 in the 6th. Sack fly and a single. The 0-2. A fastball punched past Emmanuels, backhanded by second baseman Wright. Throws across his body in time to first. 2 down. So now Max Hewitt, the number 8 hitter in the order, and the left-handed hitting DH. Hewitt, just like the starting pitcher for the Loons tonight, Justin Robleski, an Oklahoma State Cowboy. Robleski, 6 innings, 2 runs, 1 unearned, but in line for the loss. Here's the pitch to Hewitt. The breaking ball bounces in. Two to nothing Lugnuts in the opener of a 6-game series in Lansing against powerful Great Lakes. The 1-0. Below the knees. 2 balls, no strikes on Hewitt. In the second inning, Hewitt hit by a pitch. In the 5th inning, fly to left. In the 7th inning, struck out. Here it is. Swinging a foul tip, hung on to by Susak. Strike 1. Oh, the Loons have had their chances. They simply have not scored. Emmanuels rocks. Fires. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. And now the Lugnuts are 1 strike away. Hewitt goes for a walk. Time granted. Trying to extend this game for the number 9 hitter, Frank Rodriguez. 2 outs and nobody on. Top of the ninth, 2-0 Lugnuts. A 2-2 pitch. The curveball bounced in. Boy, the catcher, Susak, bounced up. But the count on Hewitt is full. On the mound, Emmanuels, drafted from Washington, 5th round 2020. The man from UW looking to lock down the dub. The step back, the leg kick, the pitch. Fought off, foul on a line off the left side. We stay at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Emmanuels, when he first joined the Washington Huskies as a freshman, worked out of their pen, then ascended to starter. Out of the bullpen here, deals. Inside corner, strike 3 called. This ball game is over. Second save for Stevie. Lugnuts 2, Loons nothing to open up the 6-game set.
Well, that's a heck of a win right there. You shut off the first half champs, a team that has been dominant on the road, and this pitching staff dominated tonight. Inning 1-9, no runs allowed, worked out of a couple of jams. That's awesome to see, and a great start to this homestand.
Adam, there have been games that we've seen the Great Lakes Loons do this to people. Starter not go very far, in this case, De Cochea, 3 1/3. And so you put the game upon the bullpen. And Mac Lardner, John Beller, Brock Whittlesey, and Stevie Emmanuels combined for 5 2/3 innings. And in the end, a fully combined 4-hit shutout for this Lugnut squad.
Really impressive. We talked about them having maybe their most complete performance in that 8-1 win Friday against West Michigan. They have another really strong case today. I know the runs didn't come as much, but wow, they pitched it really well. Did have a couple of errors, but worked around it. And Daniel Susak came up with the two run-scoring hits with the sac fly and the RBI single, and that was enough tonight.
In the fourth inning, leadoff triple, Josh Wainwright. Susak, a fly ball deep enough to right field. Wright came in, 1-0 Lugnuts. In the sixth inning, after T.J. Schofield-Sam reached on a throwing error by Chris Aline, singled to second base by Colby Thomas, moved to third base on a Josh Wainwright fielder's choice, and there was Susak punching the RBI single through the right side. 2-0 Lugnuts, and that is your final. Lugs improved to 8-11, 39-45 overall. Dropped Balloons to 11-8, 56-28 for the year. And Lansing improved to 6-4 for the year against these Great Lakes Loons.
That's great stuff. Again, they're the only team with a winning record against the best team in the division and in the Midwest League so far. And Lansing doesn't get in a shutout. They hold them to four hits, only one extra base hit. How many times have we said it this year and last that if you keep the Loons in the ballpark, Lansing usually wins those games, and that was the case again tonight.
2 hours and 12 minutes to play in front of a crowd of 5,377.
How about that? And they got to watch just the third shutout that the Lugnuts have pitched this year.
Five more games to go in this series. Let's get immediately into tomorrow night, 7.05 p.m. Yoelvis Del Rosario gets the ball against the big sinker baller, Kendall Williams.
Yeah, Kendall Williams has been excellent. That ERA is just up over two. And in the meantime, we've seen the struggles from Yoelvis Del Rosario. He only went one inning the last time out, but hopefully he can be on his game tomorrow and build off the momentum from tonight.
Thursday, of course, like Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Lafkew Fireworks. Saturday and Sunday, Wizarding Weekend. Adam is pumped. We're counting down. But tomorrow is the dog days of summer. 7.05 p.m., the time of first pitch. 6 p.m., the gates open up. The crowd enjoyed themselves. The Lugnuts prevailed. Lansing over Great Lakes 2-0. Adam, one last thing to tell you before I ask you for your final thoughts. Currently ongoing in AA Midland. The Midland Rockhounds actually playing at Corpus Christi against the Hooks. Max Muncy is 3-for-4, two singles and a double. Jack Winkler is 2-for-3 with a single and a double. The Lugnuts promoted, doing good things in AA. We're keeping an eye on our Rockhounds.
Well, it's the reason they got moved up. They were great here in Lansing, and as we've seen from the other Nuts this year that have been promoted, now doing great things up in AA.
You said it. Well, any final thoughts on this shutout win against the Loons?
I feel like that was like an hour and a half. We sped through. Great stuff by the pitching tonight. Lugnuts have done a good job when they score first, and that was true. And again, the Loons have been a team that can be potent with rallies or big swings to get back in the game. And, I mean, all five pitchers tonight did what they needed to do, and just really impressed, Jesse, with the first four games of the second half with how Lansing is pitching the ball.
Fifth time this year that the Loons have been shut out in a game. We'll see what tomorrow brings. For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Once more, your final. The Lugnuts 2, the Loons nothing. Here's wishing you well from Michigan State Capitol and Jackson Field. Have a terrific rest of your Tuesday night. This has been Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts!